Wolf, and Luke.
Who are you?
Okay, then.
Ron Wolfley.
What is up? Witchbuster extraordinaire. Love that guy.
Luke Lipinski.
He sounds pretty good. He sounds pretty articulate.
Wolf and Luke. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about this one, Wolf. How you doing over there?
I'm doing great, it's Luke. A great How about day. Yourself? It of course it is. Day. Broadcasting.
That's it. That's our show.
Yeah, Talk that was later. It right there, honestly.
Just wanted to get those thoughts
right now. There's
out.
No Angry Wednesdays. There's no Angry. That's only on Friday. Friday is when you get a little angry.
No.
Getting ready for the upcoming game.
Friday is when you get a little angry.
Yeah, right, exactly. But that's all right. Intensity is good, isn't it, DeAndre Ayton? Intensity is good.
Too soon.
Make it your friend. Wrap your arms around it and embrace the intensity of going out and driving a spear into the ground and saying, metaphorically speaking, maybe even literally, you shall not pass.
I'll tell you what I'm embracing on this fine Wednesday. Wolf, is it Wednesday? Yes, fine Wednesday. That would have taken a lot of wind out of my sails if I was wrong.
Compete!
We've got the Suns opening the season tonight.
Yes.
We've got football, baseball, basketball, and hockey tomorrow. All four of them on one glorious day.
Beautiful.
We've got the Lakers losing last night. I mean, it's a pretty good stretch of about 48 to 72 hours right here.
Really is. You know, honestly, right now, I think the entire basin, the valley, ladies and gentlemen, yes, indeed, the entire fan base of the Phoenix Suns, though, starting to come together for what is about to happen tonight, correct?
Yeah.
It doesn't get any better than coming back into the saddle right now after getting the NBA Finals and winning the first two games and then just horrifically losing the last four
we
games.
We don't need to talk about that.
Well, yes, you do. You have to remember to, in order to know where you're going, you have to know where you've been. That's all an experience that these guys are going to be carrying in their hip pocket the entire season because they've already been there. Isn't that right, Mikal Bridges? Isn't that right, DeAndre Ayton? Isn't that right, Devin Booker? All of it. It's the proverbial thorn in the side. Go out there and ball out, and it starts tonight.
It's all right there in front of them. I know that at least when last season was wrapping up, a lot of us had the thought of it's got to be tough to start next season and to get up for game 17 out of 82 when you were this close to winning the title. And I'm sure if you're a guy that was on this team last year that's on this team again this year, you just want to start in the finals. You just want to rematch with the Bucks. You want to start game one. Here we go. You don't necessarily want to be playing the Houston Rockets on January 8th or something. But I tell you what, for the opener and the opener against the team you swept out of the playoffs,
damn,
an opener with three max players, which now seems to be a big deal against Denver, I don't think they have any difficulty getting up for this one.
You know, right now, speaking of getting up for this one right here, you know what I did last night? I actually dropped some bars.
Oh, boy.
As a matter of fact,
right out of the gate, we're doing this.
I'm going to do this. Okay. Honestly, let's set the table for the next 4 hours, shall we? Let's go ahead and do that. Set the table right here. Drop some bars, of course. Wrote it down lyrically last night. Let's see if we can actually pull this thing off right now.
The Suns are back and we're so proud. Even with Ayton, I see no cloud. Sarver and Jones don't see any danger. They understand the power of DA's anger. The locker room is quiet, D Book is mum. Chris Paul told Ayton, go on and get some. DeAndre loves it here, he ain't gonna move. He's gonna play through it, he's gonna prove. Michael Porter Jr. Michael Porter Jr. Yeah. Michael Porter Jr. The Nuggets are here, there ain't no fear. DeAndre turned Nikola into a deer. The Joker didn't like it, Suns in four. The Valley Attack Jr. showed him the door. Michael Porter Jr. Yeah. Michael Porter Jr. Michael Porter Jr. Look, everybody, it's Michael Porter Jr. Yeah. This is what I'm talking about right now. You know what? Honestly, the creativity right there. I got to drop some bars because I am inspired by what we're going to see tonight. Isn't that right, DeAndre Ayton? The entire world awaits what we're going to see. I mean, honestly, right now, when you think to yourself, what do you want to see?
Hold on. Tonight? We're just going into a normal conversation like that didn't
of course,
just happen.
Luke, get used to it.
How
all
am
right?
I supposed
we're,
to watch the game
totally,
tonight?
We're dropping bars.
And every right? time I see Michael Porter Jr., I'm not going to think, Michael Porter Jr. Every time.
Honestly, right now, this is what I hope DA sees in the back of his brain as he gets the ball underneath. Michael Porter Jr.
That was catchy.
I mean,
honestly, I didn't think it was going to be catchy.
Well, you know what? I want to thank Lorenzo Alexander, as a matter of fact. Zoe actually said, you know what, Wolf, you got to slow it down a little bit from time to time. You got to slow it down. So we did that. We slowed it down, and I think that actually worked with the Michael Porter Jr. You know, honestly, though, this is what
I can't watch the game now. I'm excited to watch baseball.
Okay. Slam the ball dunk.
Right, okay.
Slam the ball dunk.
All right, good.
I see you, D.A.
Yeah, there it is. Slam the ball dunk, said Zoe.
Oh, this is fantastic.
You know what, though? Who doesn't want to see DeAndre Ayton go off tonight? Who doesn't want to see that? Oh, my goodness. And listen, I'm not talking about, hey, DeAndre, you got to put up 30 and 20. It's not about numbers, brothers. It is not about numbers. It's not about the what. It's about the how. How are you going to go out and ball out, DA, tonight? How? And how are you going to do it the next night? And the night after that? And the night after that? This is like as the world turns. This is a soap opera.
It is.
It's going to be all season long.
It really is. And how did we get back to this point? Because I'm listening to you talk and I'm thinking the same thing. Okay, I'm really focused on DA tonight. Well, when we got through the playoffs, we got to the second round. Last time we saw Denver, when they were sweeping Denver, I remember distinctly having the conversation of, you know what, next year, we don't have to scrutinize DA. We don't have to do it anymore.
Yeah.
And now here we are.
Scrutinizing.
We have to. Because the son said he's not a max player, and I want to see how he reacts.
It's
he's
so
the
funny.
Story tonight.
Yeah, he is the story tonight. He's a story tonight, and he's going to be the story going forward for the most part. But also the story tonight is the Denver Nuggets. Here we go. That and Suns in four guy, right?
Oh, yeah, here
I'm
we go. Suns in four quarters
right now,
tonight.
This is what you think about right now. I think of tonight's game. I think of DA, game one, and Suns in four guy.
That's a lot for the opener.
It's just the best.
And also, I just want to say Devin Booker's name because we really haven't talked about him in like since the Olympics. And he's your best player, and you're trying to defend your Western Conference title, and he's not even getting talked about this year because of everything else that's going on. How about this, though? I mean, this is the first time that the Phoenix Suns are looking to defend the Western Conference title since, what, 1994? So we're talking about
yes.
almost 30 years.
Yes.
This is the first time you've stepped on the floor and you're looking to defend being the best team in the Western Conference. And I will tell you what, it's only one game, but everybody who wants to anoint the Lakers, they just went out there and lost last night. I think there's something to the continuity that a team like the Phoenix Suns have that the Lakers don't necessarily have from last year because their entire team's different except two guys.
Russell Westbrook, for the most part. That was unfortunate, wasn't it? A debut that I'm sure he's going to try to forget.
Yes.
Did not play very well, as a matter of fact. 0 for 4 from 3. 4 of 13 from the field, for the most part, if I'm not mistaken. 8 points on the night for Russell Westbrook. You know what? AD looked like AD, didn't he? You know, LeBron looked like LeBron. LeBron shot the ball incredibly well.
LeBron looks like he's getting better somehow.
Yeah, absolutely. But, oh my goodness, they lose the game.
Look, the Lakers will be fine. I'm not saying that they won't be, but there is something to you just can't put a bunch of names together on a piece of paper and expect it to definitely work. The Lakers, that may work out this season. I'm sure their goal is not the regular season to get the number one seed or the two seed. They'd probably like to avoid those play-in games and being at the bottom. But, ultimately, they're building for the playoffs. I get that. But you know the Suns. You know the mix that they have. You know it works. We don't know for sure that the mix the Lakers have works yet. I mean, you got to see it. And also, you got to keep your guys healthy. That applies to every team, but specifically with the Lakers, when they didn't have Anthony Davis last year in the playoffs, we all saw what happened to them. They were
no doubt about
not
it.
Even anywhere close to the same.
But man, the excitement right now, you can feel it. Once again, bringing it back, the excitement of tonight, here it comes.
There's so much going into this game, and now all I can think about is Michael Porter Jr.
Yes.
Coming up, Week 7 is all about the Arizona Cardinals. We'll explain why. That's next. It's the Wolf and Luke Show on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Hi, this is Rondell Moore, and you're listening to 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Good, good, good. Ball done, touch the ground on air.
Rondell's works really hard. Fun target to throw to. He gets better every day.
I love Rondell, man. Rondell is the most, like, he's smooth, man, and he don't let a lot of things bother him.
I didn't know the level of just professionalism that he'd bring and toughness, and he's really earned, like I said, the respect of his peers in a short amount of time.
The expectations that I have for myself will always be higher than this guy. Whoever.
Here we go!
Wolf and Luke talk Cardinals now.
Well, the line is 18.5. The Cardinals favored by 18.5 points. Wolf, I know this is not your domain, but 18.5 is a lot for an NFL game. I would guess it's the biggest line of the season for any team. So, all the observers, the experts, the people in Vegas are looking at this game on Sunday and saying, okay, that's a win for the Cardinals before they even step on the field. But as you well know, it doesn't always work like that.
No, it doesn't always work like that. And again, I want to be completely respectful to the fact that Houston Texans have professional football players playing on their roster. Ron Wolfley reporting. I want to be respectful of this, but when I watch their tape, I'm going to tell you right now, I see a lot of me out there on the field. I see a lot of me. I see a lot of Houston Texan football players that belong in the NFL, but they're not very talented. I see a lot of them just really going out and balling out. They try hard. They're scrappy. And for that, they have my love and my respect. I kid you not, because they go out, Luke, and they ball out. They're scrappy. They're just not very good. And this is one of those games where, I'm sorry, it's a standard game for the Arizona Cardinals. They have to play up to their standard and not their opponents.
So when you say a lot of me, you literally mean a lot of you. You're not saying a lot of selfish players. You're saying a lot of wolves.
I'm saying wolves? I see a lot of guys wolves. That know how to manufacture desperation.
Okay.
I see a lot of guys that try really hard out on the football field. I see a lot of guys that will scrap and fight you to the ground. I see professional football players. I just don't see a ton of Pro Bowl players.
This is J.J. Watt. Mic'd up, I believe this is from last week's game, but this is NFL Films gave us this.
Maybe we're just better.
How about that? How about instead of making excuses for why we win, maybe we're just better. Maybe we're just better. Excuses. They win because of this. They win because of that. Maybe we're just a little bit better.
Well, they're going to be better this weekend than the team they're playing, assuming they show up and play the way they've played. J.J. Watt, I feel like, I know he doesn't sound super happy. He's got to be having the time of his life this year after the last few years in Houston.
I listen to that right there. I do. I listen to that. And it just brings back so many memories on that sideline. That's not the tunnel. You can hear it. That's not the tunnel talk. That is, he's making a statement, but he's making a statement where everyone knows the hay is in the barn. He's making a statement where everyone knows this game is over. The tunnel, it's more, you better go do what you were born to do,
yeah.
Right? I mean, that's what guys would yell out. It's time to go out and do what you were born to do, right, Luke? I mean, this is what I cannot tell you how many times you were going to hear that at some point in time. Getting ready to go ball out. This was more of a, maybe we're just better. Maybe you should give us our due. And by the way, he's saying that to his teammates.
Yeah. Maybe don't listen. Maybe don't try and find a reason why you're winning. Maybe don't have to explain it. It kind of goes back to what we were saying on Monday. Leadership played a huge role in that game.
Yes.
But also, how about just the simple fact that the Cardinals are more talented than 80-90% of this league.
Yes.
And so when everybody plays their best, if you could have all 32 teams on Sunday play their best football, I'll take the Cardinals over all of them. Maybe Buffalo. Maybe. And Buffalo's got two losses. So I'm tired of saying maybe Buffalo. But everybody, you know, at their best.
Yeah, you know, honestly, the Arizona Cardinals, you watch the tape, the Arizona Cardinals are a better football team than the Houston Texans. And they're playing at home. And the Cardinals are the only team in the league with an elite scoring offense and an elite scoring defense. Top five in any category, you are doing something in the NFL at an elite level. The Arizona Cardinals are doing it at an elite level. Their scoring offense and their defense, elite. They have a franchise quarterback. The Texans don't. They're 6-0. The Texans are 1-5. Listen, can the Houston Texans beat the Arizona Cardinals? Yes, they can. Do they have professional football players on their roster? Yes. Is their roster as good as the Arizona Cardinals? No, and that should be the very thing that haunts the Arizona Cardinals. Day in and day out, every player inside that locker room knows we should win this game. Just play up to my standard. You play up to your standard. We'll play up to our standard, and they'll win.
Not only is their roster not as good as the Cardinals, there's about 30 NFL teams between their roster and the Cardinals.
Yes.
And you talk about how the Cardinals have been elite offensively, and statistically now they're becoming elite defensively. I mean, they also had the NFC Special Teams Player of the Week this week in Matt Prater.
Yes.
So
Matt Prater.
If you were like, well, but maybe their special teams isn't as good. No, actually the special teams is the best it's been for the Cardinals in years,
yes,
too.
Yes. Yeah, there's no doubt about it in all three phases right now. And again, this is the reason why, you know, I do this every Wednesday. What will Wolf watch? I do that. This is a little precursor to that right now. The Arizona Cardinals are playing themselves. I reject myself for saying this. I despise myself for saying this. I really do. Are you kidding me? You give me a chance. All I'm asking for as a professional athlete is that you give me a chance and I go out there and I compete. And when I say you give me a chance, I'm not talking about the media. I'm not talking about pundits. I'm not talking about the so-called experts. I'm talking about the game. The game, the sport, gives me a chance to compete. And yet, this game is about the Arizona Cardinals playing themselves.
It's and I don't want to use the phrase trap game with this one, because I felt like Jacksonville, with the Rams looming on the horizon and all the history between the Cardinals and the Rams over the last 4 years, I felt like that was more of a trap game. I wouldn't say this is a trap game, but you do have to factor in, I don't want to sound like Urban Meyer here, but they have a game on Thursday too.
Yes.
And again, Urban, like, if you have a game on Thursday, that means you have to lose your previous three, pacing yourself for Thursday, apparently. I'm not saying that, but there's going to be a challenge here.
It's Urban, knock it off.
This is the Cardinals have two games now in the next 9 days, basically.
See, I would look at the Cleveland Browns game, and if you want to talk about a trap game, look at the Cleveland Browns game. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What happened the last 48 hours leading up to that game? Oh, how could you? You lost your coach. You lost your quarterback coach. You lost your play caller. You lost your best pass rusher. You lost Rodney Hudson. You lost this, that, and the other thing. How could you? Oh, my. All the excuses going on the road and playing the Cleveland Browns. They went out there and thrashed the Cleveland Browns. They had a built-in excuse. We were talking about this very thing, and I guarantee you they were talking about it inside that locker room. The leadership inside that locker room, they were standing up and basically saying, nobody here gets out alive, metaphorically speaking. If you don't go out there and ball out, forget about this happening to us and that happening to us and this and that and all the excuses. They went out there and balled out. That was a trap game. If ever there was a trap game, that was it, because they had a built-in excuse for why they wouldn't go out and actually win that game, play well and win. And they went out and stomped the Browns.
That clip we just played of J.J. Watt, to me, is, I don't want to say there's no way they're going to lose this game, because there is a way you could lose this game, but I don't think they're going to. And again, I don't care about the 17.5, 18.5 points. They may only win by 10. They may win by 3, but I think they'll win the game, because I think worst case, what you have with this team in this matchup this week is what we saw against Jacksonville in week 3, where things kind of got sideways. It was closer than it should be. The Cardinals were in a position where it's like, hey, if we don't wake up, we could lose this game. But they were so much better than Jacksonville that when they woke up for 20 minutes, they cruised by the end of that game. And I think that's the same. But we just heard J.J. Watt, and that's after they're about to beat Cleveland. If they're down to Houston at halftime, can you imagine what J.J. Watt's going to sound like?
Yes.
I just left this team to come here, and we're seriously going to have our undefeated season end at the hands of Houston? He's not going to let that happen. DeAndre Hopkins is going to let that happen, and that's the worst case. They may just go out there and hammer them by 40 like Buffalo did.
But once again, he's not going to let that happen. You have to understand that, and this is the reason why leadership is so important. Leadership. J.J.'s going to have to play up to J.J.'s level. And J.J. is also going to have to make sure that everyone else understands. And this is the great thing about it. The Arizona Cardinals, ladies and gentlemen, they have a bunch of dogs inside that locker room. I'm just telling you right now. Sure, there are guys that have C's on their jersey. I think there's 9 of them, as a matter of fact. Guys that actually have C's on their jersey. They have about 29 dudes in that locker room, I'm telling you right now, that are captains. Leaders without the C.
Yeah, I had that thought the other day. The Cardinals were playing that game without 2 of their captains, and they still had 7 left. Maybe that's why you named 9 captains at the start of the season. Text us your thoughts on Sunday's matchup to the FanDuel text line at 620-620 right now. Coming up, who's the best team in the NFL? We'll give you our NFL power pool, and I'm guessing it'll be better than Sports Illustrated's was this week. That's next. It's the Wolf and Luke Show on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Who is the best in the NFL? Wolf and Luke's NFL Power. Brought to you by IBEW Local 640, the best electricians in the world.
Oh, it's the best segment of the week, the Power Pool. I know it is my co-host's favorite segment of the week. Is that not right, Wolf?
Absolutely love it.
Wow, that changed.
Boy, bring it on right now, honestly, the Power Pool, right? Like, I care what all these national media members and these media types are actually talking about and ranking NFL teams.
We don't need them when we can just rank them ourselves. Did you drop any bars about this?
That's a great point. Yeah. Why would I care about what somebody else actually thinks about the Arizona Cardinals when I can give you my opinion?
Yeah, see, this is perfect. When you have the microphone in front of you, you can just do whatever you want. All right, let us begin with number 5.
Number 5.
You going first or you want me to go first?
You.
Okay. Number 5, I have the Baltimore Ravens, who I had at number 5 to start the season, and then everybody got hurt and they lost their first game and I had to drop them. But they're back at number 5 after absolutely handling the L.A. Chargers and dropping them well out of the power pole this weekend.
Yeah, I was a little confused right here and conflicted on number 5 as well. I had the Ravens and the Cowboys neck and neck, and what I basically did was look at Lamar Jackson, the quarterback Lamar Jackson is, and then look at the Baltimore Ravens defense, and the Baltimore Ravens defense is better than the Dallas Cowboys defense. And because of that, I'm going to rank them at number 5, the Baltimore Ravens.
That's funny, because those were my two teams I was going back and forth with as well. And with Dallas, Dak is hurt again, and they're doing that thing. I don't know why Dallas goes down this path. Oh, Dak's getting an MRI. It's no big deal, though. He likes to get MRIs. It's fun. It's like a habit. It's just a hobby that he has. He gets MRIs. So, supposedly...
Do you like MRIs?
No.
Have you ever gotten an
MRI? No.
Okay, you know what that's like?
I've heard it's bad.
They stick you in the tube right there. And ding, 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 ding. You hear the magnets going around you?
Not great.
It's very, very weird.
It's futuristic.
Shut your eyes. A little tip from your Uncle Ron right there. Shut your eyes when you go into the tube.
Well, hopefully Dak is listening, because they did this right before the season, too, when he had to get, like, a precautionary MRI, and everybody freaked out, and they're like, no, Dak's fine. It's Tuesday. Tuesday is his MRI day. So
yes, right.
I have Dallas at number 6. Here we go.
Number 4.
Number 4, I have the defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who look every bit the part of Super Bowl champs again on offense, but not on defense, and they're beat up on defense. So, look, number four on the power poll is a very prestigious honor. It's just not top three.
Yeah, I'm looking at Matthew Stafford at number four and the Los Angeles Rams Bay Sononians. I'm looking at Stafford with a little jaundice eye right now. I will guarantee you. Just want to see him. Are you going to continue to expand what it is that you're going to do with the Rams offensively? And Sean McVay is a master coach. There's no doubt about it, especially when it comes to the offensive side of the ball. He's going to figure that out. I think the Rams are only going to get better offensively. So I've got the Rams at number four.
How do you think this would sound if Sean McVay gave his power pull? Would he just be like, I got number five, they got much more, the Ravens at three, they're going to be.
Yeah. Only it'd sound a little more raspy, oh, okay. I think, than you.
Well, I got to work on my McVay then. Here we go.
Number three.
Number three, I admit it's a two-loss team, but I have the Buffalo Bills. I still think they are one of the most dangerous teams in football. I don't think you can put them any higher than three, considering they've lost two of their six games. And at a certain point, you know, you can't make excuses for them, but I have Buffalo at number three. I still think the most dangerous team in the AFC.
Yeah, you know, that's what I have. I have the Buffalo Bills from the park, my brothers, of course, Orchard Park, New York. The Bills at number three. Offensively, this is a team that is going to play with more consistency, I think, going forward, and they've been pretty consistent so far. And defensively, I think they had a down week last week.
And they won't see Derrick Henry again until the playoffs, so that should help them as well.
Number two.
Number two, I'm going with the LA Rams, the team you had number four. I think LA has, I mean, they've handled everybody they've played except the Cardinals, obviously. So I'm going to have LA number two, 5-1 on the season. They've looked great 5 weeks this year, so they get my number two spot.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at number two. This is the defending Super Bowl champion. I know their defense has been all banged up. Their defense has been a mess. But just like last year, their defense is going to start playing better. They're going to start clicking. And I would say right around Halloween, that defense is going to come together. Todd Bowles is an excellent defensive coordinator. He's going to get this thing figured out, and that offense is Tom Brady. Bruce Arians, Tom Brady, here we go. The Bucs, number two.
I now found myself in this area where I don't want Tampa Bay to be successful this season in the playoffs because I've had them outside of the top three for most of the season, and they do keep winning, and I fully acknowledge Tampa Bay will be better when the playoffs roll around too, because they've got all the pieces on offense and then some, and you've got Bruce Arians too. I think they're good. They obviously deserve to win the Super Bowl last year. I just don't think they're winning it this year.
Number one. Numero uno.
Unbelievable!
I mean, before I saw the other power rankings this week, Wolf, I thought this was fairly simple. There's one undefeated team. They've beaten three playoff teams from last year. They've beaten the team in San Francisco that a lot of people have projected or had projected to go to the Super Bowl this year, and they've looked pretty dominant in almost all of their games. I think it's obvious the Arizona Cardinals 6 weeks in are the number one team.
Yeah, Big Red. Go Big Red, number one.
That's it.
There's the close. We got a big close to that. I mean, honestly, it does need something.
Well, here. I got something.
The cannon or something.
I've got Keyshawn Johnson. How about this?
Oh, okay.
You ready for this? This is Keyshawn Johnson for this week.
Number one to make Jay Will happy, the air raid. He can dance. He can party. Woo! Air raid offense took care of business in Cleveland against the Cleveland Browns. They ran the ball well. They threw the ball well. They played defense well. And DeAndre Hopkins, little skinny Denny, boy, he gets it done. And then Mighty Miles standing tall in the pocket, delivering the football, a rebirth for A.J. Green. We know what they have with Moore. We know what they have with Christian Kirk. It's just crazy to see the Arizona Cardinals sitting atop of the NFL at 6-0.
So even Keyshawn moved him up to number one.
Still call it air raid, which is right now at this. He's got to know. He does know it's not the air raid. He's just not going to come off that, right? He's just not going to do it because he was wrong when he said it the first time. Oh, the air raid. Well, maybe not in 2019. You know what? He's probably right, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, when they first started
in 2019. Yeah. That's right. Cliff Kingsbury was running the air raid offense in 2019. And then all of a sudden, halfway through it, Key, he changed completely. Still running air raid concepts, of course. Why wouldn't you run them? Because they work. But you know what? The balance, that goes all the way back to 2019, man.
That would be like saying the Wolf and Luke show is a musical. because you sang for 3 minutes earlier in the show.
Well, first of all, I was not singing.
Trust me, whatever that was.
If there was some type of singing, that we'd all be running right about now.
Okay. Well, whatever that was for 3 minutes, that was a component. That was like the air raid component.
I was dropping bars.
All right. Well, then that would be like saying Wolf and Luke is a bar dropping show for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And we only do it for 3 minutes a week.
It sounds weird.
Yeah, it does. It sounds very strange. Almost as strange as Keyshawn giving the Cardinals credit, but he just did. All right, coming up, the Suns are gearing up to host the Nuggets tonight to open their season. So what should we expect? Suns game day with K-Ray is next. It's the Wolf and Luke Show on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
98.7 FM, Arizona's Sports Station.
Catch it in from the corner.
Wolf and Luke.
Brings the boom and catching bodies on his way to the rack.
Suns game day with K-Ray.
I'm ready for whatever. I'm ready for whatever.
It is game day with K-Ray because it's game day to start the season. It's opening night, and joining us now is Kevin Ray, of course, Suns broadcaster for Bally Sports. You can hear him throughout the season on every game, and he joins us right now. K-Ray, how you doing, man? What's the excitement level heading into this one?
Oh, goodness. You know, I can't even imagine what it's like for the players, because I know I woke up early this morning, had a hard time falling asleep last night, but we are amped up and ready to go.
My brother, what is the one thing? Right now, you know, I know there's a lot of things. We don't have to have you say one thing, but I'm going to ask the producer a question. What is the one thing you want to see here in game one, more so than anything else?
You know, I think it's just the continued chemistry that really, to me, is what set this team apart last year and what, you know, allowed them to, you know, to get to the NBA Finals. Just the amazing chemistry that they had, and with them bringing back, you know, certainly their core of that finals team and adding a couple of pieces. But yeah, that continued chemistry is the thing that I'll look for most.
Talking to K-Ray here ahead of tonight's game against the Denver Nuggets. Kevin, how much do you think how important do you think it is to finish towards the top of the Western Conference? And the reason I'm asking that is just because you get so close to winning the title last year, it would be easy to kind of almost want to go on cruise control when you start to get to the middle of this season. But we saw last year, if you can finish at the top of the conference, the Suns have such a tremendous home court advantage that I feel like it helped them last year.
Well, and you hit it right on the head, Luke. I mean, you don't need to look any further for examples. And, you know, certainly if Monty Williams, I wouldn't think, would need to use that as any kind of, you know, promotional tool or motivational tool, if you will, because those players experienced it. They felt it. They saw it. They heard it. And, you know, it's a little bit like Chris Paul had said, you know, I'm addicted in being in the finals. I that's what I want to experience every year. And for them to experience it with their fan base at such a fever pitch, I can't imagine them not wanting to pursue anything other than that top seed.
All right, you know, for me, I'm not going to lie. Honestly, it's DeAndre Ayton. I just want to see how DeAndre Ayton is going to walk out in between those lines and the kind of intensity that he's going to be able to manufacture. And will that intensity actually result in him playing well? And again, I'm not talking about 30 and 20. I'm not talking about that, K-Ray. I'm not talking about numbers. I'm talking about how he goes about his business. I can't wait to see it. What are your expectations and what we're going to see from DA tonight?
Well, look, I mean, you and I can jump in line with everybody else, because we would be lying to ourselves. We'd be kidding ourselves if, just based on the recent events, didn't have us all going, how will he respond?
Yes.
How will he react? And, you know, I go back to Monty Williams and that incredibly impassioned speech that Monty gave to DA as he sat there on the bench, was struggling, and Monty told him, look, raise your head up, because this is the level a play in which you have, you know, now elevated yourself. This is the expectation level. So go impact the game with force. It doesn't have to be impacted by just points. And if DeAndre can channel that the entire season, but understand by doing so, all the other stuff will come to him. That's what I'm hopeful for.
Yes.
But, I think we'd all love to have a crystal ball right now and just kind of envision what's the first 25 games going to look like? It's my hope because of the collective around him, Wolf, you know, starting with Monty, with a Chris Paul, with a Devin Booker, a Jay Crowder, and even a JaVale McGee and his friend, you know, Mikal Bridges, that the DA can tune out all the other stuff, because we all know that I'm sure there's plenty of other stuff coming at him from the folks around him. But if you can tune that out and channel your rage, play with your hair on fire, there's no reason that DA can't have an even better season this year.
Yes.
Talking to Kevin Ray, Suns broadcaster for Bally Sports. Of course, the Suns open their season tonight, defending their Western Conference title run from last year against the Denver Nuggets. K-Ray, you just mentioned that collective around DeAndre Ayton, you know, Chris Paul, Monty Williams, Devin Booker, Jay Crowder. Did their jobs just get more difficult with the fact that DA didn't get that extension on Monday?
Well, you know, again, I think we'd be lying to ourselves, certainly for Monty Williams, if we said otherwise. But, you know, it's just another reason, and there is a long, long list of reasons why you love, and as a Suns fan, why you should love having Monty Williams as your coach and your leader, your mentor, because we all know by now just how much Monty cares about these guys, you know, beyond just the players that they are for, you know, for his team, for this organization. I mean, he really is like a father figure. He cares for them. And you heard his words, you know, yesterday and the day before, talking about it's my job to not just coach these guys, but to help them get as much as they possibly can.
Yep.
And, you know, as long as DA, truly believes that, I think that's going to help. But, it will not be easy, because let's be honest, there will be games that may be rough outings for DA. And then you really have to tune out the chatter, because we all know that between social media and everything else, you know, people will say, oh, well, see, he's not thinking about his team. He's thinking about himself and the extensity to get. So this is why this core really is going to have to be even tighter than they were last year, if that's possible.
Kevin, I know that it's game day with K-Ray, and I can't believe I just called you Kevin. It felt so weird in the air.
It felt strange for me.
But having said that, go ahead and look at the season. Go big picture in the Western Conference. What do you see?
Well, I see a Western Conference, you know, not unlike last year. And, you know, the caveat for every team is injuries. You can't predict injuries and how many games, you know, a player will play. You start first off, you know, last year was 72 games. This year it's 82. Yeah. Now that doesn't sound like much. It's only 10 games, but that 10 games can be significant. I mean, look how close the West was last year between the Suns and the Jazz. So those extra 10 games might be the 10 that gets you from 2-1 or from, you know, 4-2. When you look at the West, it is still stacked up. I think the intriguing questions, starting with this team that the Suns are facing tonight, you know, how the Denver Nuggets are going to fare without Jamal Murray.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of players that people, you know, really had kind of forgotten about last year was Will Barton and Monty Morris. Those are going to be two pivotal figures for Michael Malone, how well they play. And then you look at the Los Angeles Clippers, you know, playing the majority of the season, most likely without Kawhi Leonard. How is that team going to fare? But there's no reason in my mind to believe that if everything, you know, if everybody stays healthy for the most part, and they don't have anybody miss significant playing time, that this Suns team can't be right there in the one or two spot. But it is going to be an absolute slugfest every night because you just look at the wealth of talent just through the Western Conference that the team's going to have to encounter night in and night out. And, you know, you look at Friday night, I don't want to get past tonight, but you're going to face a Lakers team that, you know, got kind of embarrassed at home last night, struggling. So, you know, they're going to be amped up in addition to being motivated, having the, you know, Suns knock them out last year. So I would just tell fans, enjoy the ride, but buckle up because it's going to be a wild one.
Kevin Ray, great stuff as always. We look forward to hearing you on the broadcast tonight, all right?
Thanks, fellas.
All right, K-Ray. Thank you.
That's Game Day with K-Ray. Kevin Ray, Suns broadcaster for Bally Sports, of course, joining us on the 72 Sports Line. Get your price at 72sold.com. And look, when we come back, we're going to get back into Cardinals because Max Starks is about to join us. How do the Cardinals game plan without their head coach, the two-time Super Bowl champion, will join us for Maximum Football next. It's the Wolf and Luke Show on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.